probably over 100 or more houses, or if not more, around that area, have no communication at all, no phone line, no broadband, no TV. A number of people there with different various medical situations, medical requirements, Katie. They have no buzzer alarms, they have no pendants, they have nothing. There's no way of the outside world contacting them. Some okay, may have family members close by, some don't. This is causing a huge problem. Others, family members are going to work, they don't know what's happening at home. People in the house don't have mobiles. Even your mobiles over there itself in certain areas, mobiles are useless because it doesn't work with the bad coverage. I've been on to Aircom about this today and yesterday as well, trying to get this sorted. The problem is now just because a lot of the stuff with Aircom at the minute is farmed out to private contractors, if you like. It's taking them time to get round to it. I'm after getting word down from Aircom that there's a delay with a road opening license. This is crazy, crazy stuff like as such. As long as you put up a pole, like, at the end of the day, there should be no need for a license along the road to put up a bloody pole. Like, not beyond anybody's reach, I don't believe, at the moment, to come immediately and do this in the Gordahark area.